Joe and Vern back at it. An explosive first 12 minutes. Coming up in about 13 minutes, your chance to win. And we get winners here on Show and Vern. Your chance to win $1,000. So be honed in and listening for that.
Right now, he's playing better than any quarterbacks ever played. I mean, he's an MVP quarterback. You know, what the question is, what he can't do. I don't know. I mean, I don't think words can really put in perspective how great he's playing. I mean, that's really all there is to it. You're talking about someone that's a combination of a lot of the greatest players that ever played that position, you know, with the way he's playing. And that's just on tape.
Let's go!
Doug,
yeah, boy!
Doug Marrone.
Talk about 1-5!
Doug Marrone masquerading as Lou Holtz from the 80s. Who once said, who once said of the Citadel, I don't know what we're going to do when we face them.
Say about the Citadel.
Doug Marrone, who, as I said yesterday, is just gets so disrespected because people just give all the credit to Tom Coughlin in their change. I need all hands on deck. And that means, Serta, your hands, your feet. Vernia, your hands, your feet, my nipple. Everyone out there. Everyone listening at their desks, riding in their cars. I need all hands on deck because I need to help to understand what I'm... So I've been hearing this since the game on Monday, and it was an exceptional performance, special. And I think a lot of it's special because of this is his fifth game. He's young. Really not, hell, not even just that. A lot of the plays he made was just special. That's big-time stuff. But I want to make sure that I'm understanding what I'm hearing right, because this is where I am. I think, and I've said this from the jump, he has the Aaron Rodgers skill set. Hell, his arm is stronger than Aaron's. Might be. He has that skill set. But what I'm starting to hear right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, anyone listening, and you two start, it feels like I'm hearing that he's there. Okay, I think he's been playing to that standard. I think he's been playing, and not just the Rodgers, I'd say the elite standard, the Peyton Manning standard, like the Tom Brady, the Drew Brees, the Aaron Rodgers. I think he's played these first four games of the season to that standard. But I feel like I've been hearing that he has reached them, that he is already there, like right now. Not that he's playing that way, but he is in that elite place. Now, like, do you get the difference? And I've heard people around here.
I mean, I told you earlier this week, he's shoulder to shoulder with him.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, and okay, so I'm understanding. I'm hearing it correct. Like, that is one I can't get with yet.
Just because of time and because you need to see him do it for a longer extended period of time?
Sure, that is part of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think we've seen examples of other quarterbacks who we've believed had elite play. Like, Carson Wentz was maybe the MVP before he got hurt, but nobody thought that at that point that he was Brady or Rodgers,
right,
or Brees.
Nor like, no. Should they. Man, it's just an eye test thing. You know it. You're smart enough. You know football. When you watch Carson Wentz, were you like, that is a supreme talent unlike many that I've ever seen before?
The way that Carson Wentz was rolling, did I watch him and say, man, that looks like a elite quarterback? Yes, but I didn't think that's Brady already.
I didn't say an elite quarterback. I said, was that a supreme talent? Unlike any that I've ever seen?
Like Jeff George, players like that? Yeah, supreme talent.
Right. Well, that's the end supreme, of this conversation.
Supreme talent in terms of the physical attributes? Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah, okay. Now, if you're bringing up Jeff George, then I'm just saying, what are we doing here?
Supreme talent, okay. Like Cutler, supreme talent.
Sure.
Is that what we're talking about?
If that's what you want to make this, you go right ahead. But my eyes and my football acumen, when I watch Patrick Mahomes and when I watched Jay Cutler with Denver and then Chicago, I saw potential with Cutler. I saw what he could be. Mahomes, I don't see potential. I see a product. I see a finished product that I know isn't finished, and that gets me all sorts of fired up.
No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be fired up. I'm excited and fired up.
Now, you sound nervous.
But I'm not to a point where I'm saying that right now he's already in the Rodgers camp, because I
think, legacy-wise, of course not.
Like what you're saying, like right now already, I watched Andrew Luck, not just for four games, but for multiple years, drag his team to a place like Aaron Rodgers has with not a ton of talent to the AFC Championship game. And then, you were covering the Chiefs when they came back and beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. But from that on, he's gone down. Russell Wilson, a person
that's because he couldn't stay healthy. And okay, Andrew Luck, it's different. Andrew Luck was more of the Peyton Manning.
Who is an elite guy, who I put in that standard. Like, Russell Wilson is another one that a lot of people thought.
But I put Aaron Rodgers above Peyton Manning. Okay, I put Aaron Rodgers above Tom Brady.
We agree that
they're all. And I put Patrick Mahomes in the Aaron Rodgers
camp. Okay, the Tom Brady one, whatever. We would all agree, though, that those three, and I would even say Breeze, those three are top-tier elite quarterbacks in the history of the game, right?
No doubt.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Are we already ready to put him in that place? Like, that's where I am. Like, I can't believe that people after four games are ready to say that. Yes, I am still in a place of potential. Like, he looks amazing.
When I watch Patrick Mahomes, I say that guy's cut from the same cloth as Aaron Rodgers and John Elway. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Brett Favre.
Potentially, yeah. He potentially is there.
Well, he's played four games. I can't say that he's a Hall of Famer already.
Yeah, but you feel comfortable with saying right now he is on the same level as Brady and Rodgers. Not that,
as far as 2018, yes. Not yet, yes.
The way he's he's playing at that level. But you're ready to say he already is at that level.
For 2018, Patrick Mahomes is one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right, yeah, he's playing that way.
Right, but legacy-wise, no. You'd be a fool if you're saying he's at the same level through the eyes of the Pro Football Hall of Fame as Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Nobody says that. Do I think he's a Hall of Fame talent? No doubt. Do I think he can stand shoulder to shoulder and look in the eyes of Tom Brady right now and say, I'm as good as you are right now? Yeah, no doubt.
Because, see, like, I look at the two guys we mentioned, which was what I said, Luck and Wilson. Like, we saw a place where, okay, those two got paid and their rosters got worse because of the amount of money they got paid. And they've not looked like the quarterbacks that we thought that they were. And part of it is injury with Luck. But still, I mean, what did you say in the meeting, sir? They pulled him out because they didn't think he could throw it 54 yards? Like, but once I've seen Russell and Luck be placed in the situations that Brady and Manning and
I never thought Russell Wilson would be an all-time great.
I think your eyes
told you that's an all-time great talent.
I thought he could be Breeze on steroids.
Okay, yeah, but that's
and I think
Drew Breeze isn't a top five quarterback of all time.
I think it's arguable.
Okay.
It's not arguable that Drew Brees is a top five quarterback?
No, it's not arguable. Right. Come on.
Yeah, I disagree. How? With that.
Wouldn't you prefer a taller quarterback?
I'm about getting it done. And he's about to have almost every record, and he's won a Super Bowl and was the reason that they won a Super Bowl. Yeah, I think Drew Brees is way underrated. Yeah, I'll take him over other taller.
Yeah, I don't care about stats, especially in today's NFL.
I know
a lot of those are inflated. No, man, give me the eye test. Look, the stats will tell you that John Elway is not one of the five greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he is. Tom Brady is. Aaron Rodgers is. You know, Dan Marino. Give me eye test.
Yeah, I'd take Drew Brees over Dan Marino every time. I would take Drew Brees over Dan Marino. But whatever. I'm just saying, when we looked at those guys, those guys struggled to me.
So what do you need to see to call Patrick Mahomes elite? What do you need to see? You need two more years before you'll put him in that elite class? Two more weeks?
Well,
what is it?
Well, I would say I would need more evidence to see it. Yeah, I think that is the case. But I think we always get quick because I think with Luck after his first three or four years and Wilson after their first three or four years we were putting, man, this guy has a chance to go down to be one of the best of all time. And then we saw, okay, let's put him in the position like Brady is, where they don't have that great of a cast around them. Or let's put him in a position like Manning was, where they had some struggles around them. And then they came down. And then they became worse. And we don't look at them in the same light. It is just hard for me after four games to say he is shoulder to shoulder right now with Aaron Rodgers. He's playing that way. It is hard for me to say that he is there. And I'm just trying to make sure the difference of that. Like in the next 3 years, especially with this group of offense around him, and we talked about it, it's going to get worse. And we think he is a guy that can carry an offense. But, I mean, as you said, we haven't seen it.